We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud. Hamaveh Vahevel. We had in the Mishnah from the Dalet Ovis Nezikin Hamaveh Vahevel. So the Gemara asks, "My Mavet." What is the translation of Mavet? If a machlikis amiroim, Rav Omar, Mave ze Odom. Mave is Odom Hamazik. Ushmuel Omar, Mave ze Hashem. Mave is Shem. Rav Omar, Mave ze Odom. Nechsiv, Omar Shemer. The Rabbein Shalom said, Osa Boiker, the Gula could come, the Gam Laila, and it could be choshech for the Rishoyim, the Tzadikim to be zeiche to Razriche, to Aboike, the Rishoyim to be zeiche to Hashchis, but it's dependent on Klal Yisrael. To be zeiche to this, we need two things, Im Tivoyin Bo'oyu, and then the Pasuk ends, Yoshuvu Eisoyu. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Pasuk says. Let us see what Rashi says. Omar Shema, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osa Boike Gula LaTzadikim. The Gula could come, V'gam Laila Choshech L'Rishoy. But this is dependent on two things. Number one, Im Toshuvu B'Tshuve. That's the end of the Pasuk. Shuvu Eisoyu, you should come and do Tshuve. Utevakshu mechile ba'oyu. You should be, ba'oyu is a lashon of bakoshe, of tvile. So you have to do two things. You have to do tshuve, and you have to be mevakish mechile. Rabbeinu Yonin shari tshuve, shar aleph, oismam aleph says, that one of the ikrim of tshuve, she is palul al Hashem, v'yivakish rachmim l'chaper es kol avinoiso. Besides the ikrim of tshuve, that is, charota zivas achet and vidui dvorim, one of the other ikrim is one should be mispalul for mechila and sliche. So memele, that is what the Rabbi Nishlom is telling Klal Yisrael, that there's an eitzeh. Also boiker, the geula could come, But you have to do tshuva, and you have to be mevakish for mechila sove. Al kaponim, we see that the lotion of ba'oyu is a lotion that is used by a person that's mispalo. That's the mahus of a person, that he's a mispalo. So Mamela, the Tana, mentioned mave when he's speaking about Odom. Ushmuel omar mave ze Hashem. Nechsiv, Eich Nechfesu Esav, how Esav was being searched for, Nivu Matzpoinov, he became Nizgale, his hidden places. My Mashme, what is Pshat in this Pasuk? To the Metargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, the Targum Pshat in this Pasuk, Eich Dein Nispalish Esav, how Esav was being searched for, Izgal Yom Matam Ruhu. He became Nizgale, his hidden places. So how does this ever Shaykhus with Shane? Izgal Yom Targumoy Shel Nivu. That's the translation of Nivu, became Nizgale. Alme Nivu Loshen Gilui. Nivu is a Loshen of Gilui. So how does this come to Shane? Hilkach Oma Mave Ze Hashem. The Mave Loshin Megulu. This is a Loshin of Megula. The Hainu Shem. Shepa'omim Megula Pomim Mechusa. In the process of eating, the Shem becomes Nizgale from a Mechusa Dikoifen through the process of eating. So that Pshat Nizgale Mikisuyoi. And that is the process of Achila. So Memela, when the Tanda wanted to speak about the Mazik of Shane, he said, Mav. The Rambam, in Perish HaMishnayis, he says a different Mahalach, why Mav is called Shane. ונקרא השם, השם, בוזה השם, שם is called this name of מוות, מאין פולוסוי, because this is what it accomplishes. לפי שהיא תשרש ותבקש מה שתוכל. That means, I think the Rambam learned pshat, that it searches, and is megala food. That means when the Baim is hungry, so it doesn't wait for mon min ha-shamayim, it goes on its own accord to find food. Tesharesh utevakesh ma she-toichel. So I think he learned pshat, mave, the loshen gilui, is your megala, the Baim searches till the Baim finds food to eat. That is the chayma of yeshano la-zeikoi. It's determined to eat. It's not like regal, that if there's something there and it's worth walking, so step on it. This is the hezek of shame is with a determination and with a bikush. Now let us see further. Like the Gemara, the Rav, my time, la'omak Shmuel. Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel that it means shame? A malach miktoni nive. So Rashi says, Nive, the mashma hu atmoi nigle. That means, l'cher nive is a loshen nifal, that, so if we're talking about the shame that becomes nizgale, b'shas achile, it should have said nive. Mave ktoni, shu mave dover acher, a loshen hifil. So l'chayre, so can't be speaking about shame. L'davoyni, l'chayre loyte Rambam, the loshen mave is very good. L'chayre the Rambam, that's me learned, he's megala the food. It searches, tevakesh, v'tisharish ma'ashe teichel. So l'chayre, it's megala the hidden food. It goes to the, it finds where there's food. So l'chayre, I don't know how the Rambam learned pshat in Rav Kasha and Shmuel. Ushmuel my time leomakera. Amalacha miktoni boye. If it means Adam, it's also the Loshen Mave is, the Loshen Mave is not the proper Loshen. She said boye. The binyan akal Loshen ba'oyu. So therefore, the psukim are not meduyik according to any one of them. But before we go further, let us see Taisvitz. Kedem etargem Rav Yosef. So the Gemara said, Nive matfuna v'zaloshen izgalyim etamroi, that's the targem Rav Yosef. So for how, why do we bring Rav Yosef when we're bringing a targem? Look at Rav Yosef, l'fisho yaboki betargem. Rav Yosef was a boki betargem, so memele, sheyesh kama inyoni targem, and he was a boki, so, he brought this Targum, Vishem Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was aware of this Targum. That's Pshat, Kedem Targum Rav Yosef. The like of the Pirish Baalman. Others say Pshat, Vavisho Yosagi Noya, Rav Yosef was blind, Udvorim Shebiksav, Yator Ashoy Loim Romalte. And Vorso, Lakacho Yoimer Targum. That's why he learned Targum. That means the Targum of Yosef. Rav Yosef never learned Chumash or Nach, because that's Vorm Shebiksav. So Mele only learned Targum. That came in the Rav Yosef. This Pasuk he said over Veloshen Targum. He couldn't say the Pasuk Kilashayna. So Taisva says, I wish to disagree with this. The Mishum Eis Lassis and Mahosam Tishori. The Mora says that Mishum Eis Lassis Lashem, they were matter to say Dvorim Shebiksav Balka. Ve'in l'cha islasis godl mizeh. A person who's blind, ve'in l'cha islasis godl mizeh. Some emele, so this pshat Yosef disagrees with. The pshat is Rav Yosef was the boki in Targum. Zot the Gemara weiter. Mechdei kroi loy kemar daiki v'loy kemar daiki. The psukim are not meduyik according to any one of them. Is Rav my time la'oma kishmul. So why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Tano she v'chol milidusha. So Rav said, why should we speak about shame? Sheir is kovel all three others of sheir, ken and sheir v'regel. So we spoke about kol mili de sheir. So mave has to be a new mazik, and that's other mazik. Ushmul nami otona leisheir. According to Shmuel Eshver, Rav is right, it's a sheir in the Mishnah. Omar Rav Yehuda, Tone Sher Lekalnoi Umava Lishina. So Rav Yehuda says, later the Gemara is going to be chayza from this child. But now Rav Yehuda says as follows, that Sher is going on Keren, Umava is going on Shein. Vohi Koma, Loiroi HaKeren, She'ein Hanola Zeikoi, Hiroya Shane Sheyesh Anola Hazek. A very Shvera Gemara now. Let us see what Rashi said. Look, Rashi, Tone Sher Lekalma Yamava Lashina, Ilakam and Pore Regal Mai Shaira. Why didn't he speak about regaling us? Loiroya Kerem Shein Hano. Malkochoch Hochim Makosha. The Gemara explained as follows. Loiroi akeren, she'ein hanola zeikoi, kiroi ashein. Kloima, what does this mean? The kosav rachmone keren de chaye, if the Torah would say that keren is chaye, loiosi shein mine, we would not know shein. The keren ein hanola zeikoi, shein yesh hanola zeikoi. Amir de kizach. The Gemara is going to say a zach which lechayre the svara is better, but let's just about say the Gemara the way it's written. The Gemara is saying now like this: if it would say keren, I would say no, keren is chayiv because ein anol azeikah. But shein is potter because yesh anol azeikah. That's the first chelik of the first bubble. Leiroya shein kavanosei lahazi, geroya keren she kavanosei lahazi. Let's just start a Rashi. Leiroya shein kavanosei. Because of Achmonu shein leyosi keren, and if it would say shein, I wouldn't know keren. I would say nachke shein is chayiv because ain kavanosei lahazi. Keren is kavanosei lahazi kipok. Right, the Gemara stelt sich on the second bubble, but Rashi will say the kasha on the first bubble also. The lav kal v'chayma hu, it's a kal v'chayma. What are you saying? You can't learn out keren from shein because shein is ain kavanosei lahazik and keren is kavanosei lahazik. It's pumvakel. If it's kavanosei lahazik, so it's a bigger mazik. The lav kal v'chayma. Uma shein she'ein kavanosei lahazik chayiv. Ma doch shein she'ein kavanosei lahazik is chayiv. Keren she'kavanosei lahazik lekoshke. What are you telling me? You can't learn out keren from shein because keren is kavanosei lahazik. Pumvakel, that's a svara that you should be able to learn out. So keren is a more chomodike mazik than shein. Let us see Rashi. Vleiroi Hashem Shein Kavanosei. Because of Rachmone Shein, Leosi Keren Mine. Lohi Poch, Vlach Kavachimu. Koshke. The Mishum High Time Enough, a Keren Mishem. This reason that you said you can't learn now, this is the reason that you could learn now. Vuadinami de Kapoi Chatai Mekame. On the first Mahalach. The cost of Keren, there the Gemara said if it would say Keren, I wouldn't know Shein, because I say, Davke Keren is chayiv the ein hanola zeikoi. But Shein is yesh hanola zeikoi, so I would think Shein is potter. So the Gemara is also asking the Kashi, the cost of Keren, I would not give Shein, and I would call a punk for Keren. But say, you wouldn't know Shein, or my Keren, Shein hanola zeikoi chayiv. Vahai leke le terutzi, So, Rashi says, why we're getting involved now in a difficult pshat in the Mishneh, and we don't understand Rav Yehuda. So let us say that that's what he means. Loi roya keren she'ein hano lahazeike keroya she'ein. Mshad is because of she'ein. That's what he means. The first means that you can't learn out keren from she'ein. That's what he's saying. Keren is not like she'ein. She'ein is yesh hano lahazeike. Keren is ein hano lahazeike. So you can't learn out keren from she'ein. Because of she'ein liyosa keren minei. Loi roya she'ein she'ein kavanose lahazeike roya keren. So therefore you can't learn out she'ein from keren. Because of Ken, Leos Yishaymineh. V'loi tikshimidi. So why did the Gemara learn a different shot? That it means to say you can't learn out Shane from Karen because Shane is Yeshan Allah Zaykai. You can't learn out Karen from Shane because Karen is Kavanos Lazik. Maybe he's saying Pungva Karen. You can't learn out Karen from Shane because Shane is Yeshan Allah Zaykai. You can't learn out Shane from Karen because Karen is Kavanos Lazik. So Rashi says, I love Milsi. That's no teretz whatsoever. She'ein ze loshen atalmud. If we say loy roi ze ke roi ze, we do not mean that you can't learn out the first one from the second one. Elohu de boi le migmar chavre minei. That case that I want to be a malamed. Noket bereshe. That's what he starts off first. He starts off. You can't use this for a malamed because the other thing doesn't have the chayma that this has. Kitoni masnisin. I'll prove it to you that that's pshat. Let's go to the next book. Lo yizeh v'zeh sheyesh ben ruach chayim, k'rei shein ben ruach chayim. Ruach chayim. So what's pshat over there? So their pshat is, if it would say shein amavet, I would not know eish, because eish doesn't have ruach chayim. So you see that the first one is the malamed, and the second one is the lomay. Because of anitati liyos eish mitavayu. Alme kol heiche diktoni loy roi ze ke roi ze. Ahu de boi agmurei chavre minei noket bereish. That means the malamed. That what I want to learn out from this, he chapsom first. Ki diktoni mas nisen. Vahochi komen. How do I translate the words? Loy roi ze. That's how Rashi says, Pshat Leroy, that the din, the halacha, that is in this case, is not Roy Linoig in the second case. So what are we saying? So we are saying that the din that it says that Karen is Chaye cannot be Noig by Shein because Karen is Ein Anola Zayta. And Karen is Shein is Yeshan Ola Zeke. So Al Kaponim, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Is the Svaris Punkfakel? If Ein Anola Zeke is Chayiv, it's Kavochem Yeshan Ola Zeke. If Ein Kavanos Ilazik is Chayiv, it's Kavochem Kavanos Ilazik. So the Gemara answers. So now we're up to Akash. Now, before we go further, perhaps let us just see the bottom Tosfos, and then we'll be able to understand a little bit the Shakla V'Taya of the Gemara. Lo yiroi akeren she'ein hanola zeka upshiya posha. So Tosfos says pshat in the whole Gemara. Tosfos enlightens us. Keren, this person is a pesheya. Shahoya loy lishmer sheikha. Should have watched the shir. The shir is ain't anola zeik. Because he had no driving force for the shir to be mazik. He doesn't have a grumbling stomach that's driving him to be mazik. Ain't anola zeik. Shebekalo yeyachal shamroi. The ain't the chukah lahazik. There's no driving force that it should be mazik. It's given sheino ain't anola zeik. Avol shein. That means that something which is easily controllable, so there, if he didn't control it, he didn't watch it, so he's a choy for it. since the shein is dochuk side to side, you have a determined behemoth that's hungry and wants to eat. So memele, my shmira side to side would not be too successful. So then I'm kotzer. If I wasn't shaming it. That's the first bit. That means, now the Gemara says, if it says shame, you don't have a yetzahora. It's only an appetite. No, an appetite is memela pashmir. But here you have a yetzah of kas, but the behemoth is very angry, it's fuming. ובקר יוכל לשומרו, כי רואי הקרן, זה כוונוס או להסי, וייצרו אותו כבר, ואין יוכל לשומרו כל כך יוכל. This is what Teisva says. Perhaps we could be mantic a little bit, that Emerson, by all the mazikim, that's me a shmira p'chusa helps. Don't need a shmira mula lalach, a shmira p'chusa helps. Shmira p'chusa is a shmira that Yochel Lamed Baruch Mitzuya. You don't need the Shmira Mula. So the Mele, so we can understand Taisvis as follows. I mean, it's like this, if you have a smaller mazik, so if you made a Shmira Prusa, everything would have been taken care of. The Bahima is not so, doesn't have, is not so determined to be mazik. You make a Shmira Prusa, taken care of. So there, if you didn't make a Shmira Prusa, say, Yechai. A behemoth that's determined to be mazik, so who you make a shmira p'chus, it also won't happen. It won't help the situation. You have a determined behemoth, and a shmira p'chus, what's going to do? So, well, he didn't make a shmira p'chus, so it's my shmira also wouldn't accomplish too much. So therefore, if I didn't make a shmira, I should also be potter. That's l'chei reb shat and teis. And what I'd just like to say over, from the Darkei David, so of the Gemara so far, the Gemara, when we started learning Bava Kamma, we had mentioned that there are, perhaps then we only mentioned one Mahalach, but there are really two Eifanim, how to understand Shehizik Chava Mazik L'Shalom Tashlumei Nezek. Why when my behemoth is mazik, so then I'm chayiv to pay? What is the siba of the chayiv tashlum? So when we learned the Mishnah, we wanted to say that the siba is al pshia b'shmirosa. And we had mentioned the kosher, the Rashi and that testament base, kosher chavti b'shmirosa, hichshalti yesneskoi. It was mechayiv to watch it. And because I didn't watch it, that is why it occurred. So it's called, I was Mazman the Hesed. The Gemara, till now, this is what the Darkei David said. The Gemara understood, before the Kal Vachomer, this is how Taisus explained. The Gemara understood, the whole Chiyuv Tashlumim is Pshiyah B'Shmira. It's your fault, you could have watched it. So therefore, if the key to Tashlumim is Pshiyah B'Shmira, so the greater the Peshaya, the greater the Chiyuv Tashlumim is. The more difficult it is to watch, so he's less of a Peshaya. So Mela, so then, what do you want from me? I wouldn't have been successful side to side. This Bahim is determined. It's Kavanasil Hazikit Yeshanola Seiko. So therefore, the greater the Pshia, the greater the Svara is for Chiyuv Tashlumim. The smaller the Pshia, that means it's more uncontrollable. If I wouldn't watch it, I wouldn't be successful. So then he should be potter to pay. That was the beginning of the Gemara. Then all of a sudden, the Gemara says, "V'lav kal v'chaimah." No, the Svara is punkt v'kelt. Now, how did the Svara become punkt v'kelt? We just had a very nice Svara. So why, how did it become punkt v'kelt? So the Darkei David says, "V'lav kal v'chaimah." So now Chazal hold, "Bein svari klal loymer the goyrem chiyev atashlumim achiyev atashlumim benezikim yeinyan atshmirah." The Gemara falls off of this. not that the Pshiyah in Shmire is the Chiyav to pay. The Holoi Shomar es Mazika Yisur HaKovit. Not sure he's Mechuyav to watch it. If he didn't watch it, he's Ivan Avere. Avoloi Shaya Chiyav Tashlumim Avur Zeh Shaloi Shomar. Now the Gemara made an about face, and the Gemara says no. Pshiyah in Shmire, not the way we're learning till now. Not Pshiyah in Shmire is the Siba of Tashlumim. Eleika goyim chiva tashlumim neishim amoinam shalabailim hiziku. The reason you're chayiv to pay, because your moment was mazik. We've seen the moment chaveira. Your moment was mazik, that's why you're chayiv to pay. Ubechdei limnoya hazekes boilam chiyakte yateri. You possess a mazik. So my mailer to the Torah says, you know, if your moment is mazik, you're going to have to pay. Ooh. This will give him an incentive to watch his moment. That means, Bishvil zeh yishtadlo habaylim lishmer es mazikam, shalo yaziku, v'shalo yishaybu l'shalom. If you're going to tell the owner of the mazik, you have a mazik, and you're responsible to make sure your mazik is not mazik, and if it's mazik, you'll have to pay for the hazik. The Shmire is only a t'nai in the Chiyav Tashlumim. That means you're only mechuyev to pay if you didn't do anything about it. You made a Shmire, I won't be mechayev you al maisa mamoincha. But the mechayev is maisa mamoincha, you have a mazik she mechuyev to pay for what your mazik had done, unless you made a Shmire. But the Chiyav is al mazik. So therefore, the Chiyav is al mazik, so the greater the mazik, the greater the Chiyav is. That's why the Gemara made an about face. The Gemara said, as far as Bumfakel. Not that the Chiyav is al Pshiyah Bishmire, al Pshiyah Bishmire, then you take it right. So the easier it is to watch, the more tzvot is Mechuyav to pay. No, the Chiyav is, because your moment was Mazik, and the greater Mazik your moment is, that's a greater Mechayav for you to pay in order to ensure it should be Mazik. You have a Mazik, so you have to take care of your Mazik. Well, not that's what the Gemara held. So we're up to now this mahalach. So now let's go a little further. So the Gemara says, "Itzarech sal kedai tachamine midi dahava aeved ba'omo." I would think. I mean, you're telling me the bigger the mazik, the bigger the mazik, the more tzvor it is to pay. I'll prove you if I can. I'll show you a big mazik and your potter to pay. So you see, when hapachu, the swaras fakel. The bigger the mazik, the more swaras your potter to pay. And I'll prove it to you if an eved v'om. If a person possesses an eved or a shifchet, eved v'om, and they were mazik. Lav avol gav dekavo nosom lazik. They want to be mazik. Afilo hochi ptiri. They're still potter. Hachinami loishna. So Mamela, I'm going to prove to you, you're telling me a svore that the bigger the mazik, the more svore it is to pay. So I'll tell you, if I possess an eved, nani, so I possess a moment, it's gufay koni, it's my moment, let us actually be mekashim, so I'm adayim el hachamel, this is my hachamel, but This is not as controllable as a poshita chamel. This is a chamel with brains. This is a chayero with brains in it. So you see this a real big mazik in your potter to pay. So you see that fakel. The greater the mazik is, the greater the ptur is. So you see the first malach was right. So we're back where we started from. You see, the bigger the mazik, the more svor there is to be potter and for all of the yamis. If my eved knani was mazik, I'm potter to pay. Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi said, no, you're wrong. The first svor is correct. The previous svor is correct. The bigger the mazik, the more svara there is to pay. So for Kelts, I'm asking a kasha. Ah, you're proving to me that I'm wrong, because Eved Va'omer, he's potter to pay. Oto Eved Va'omer laf taima rabbi isbo. Shemo yaknitenu rabbi v'yelech v'yadli kadishe shal haveroi. Menimtza ze mechai ves rabbi me'yamone b'choyei. The Gemara says there's a special reason why Eved Va'omer is potter. Let us say, perhaps now, that we'll be learning Rashi, it's a takona da rabbanon. I mean, if the Odin could be me keratin, the Odin is chayef to pay. Because the bigger the mazik, the bigger you chayef to pay. But if that will go according to the ikar adin, so what'll be the din, an Eved will get insulted or get angry at his oven, so he can make his oven bankrupt in a few days. We'll just go and make a few arson and makes a few fires, and they'll burn down or make a tremendous mazik, a tremendous hezik, and the oven will be mechuyev to pay and finish. So there we can't be go according to the Ikar Adin. So there we said the oven is potter. But not from there you see that the bigger the mazik, the more svaras lifter. No, the bigger the mazik, the svaras taket the bay. But there was a special takone. That what? Shema yaknitan rabbi, v'yelch yadu kedisha shachavere, v'nimtzei ze mechai ves rabbi me'yamone b'choye. So the Gemara says, Itrich l'michtav keren. He says, the Kal v'chaymer, so he told me, because it's kavanos sil hazik, for lahochi p'turin. K'mirine b'perik ha'choyvo, ha'avet vishe p'kiyos anvo. So Rashi brings the makor that your potter and the mice of Yevek nani, ha'mishtav ha'chaymer na'choyvo, ha'choyvo ben chayev, ein shachovo ba'cheirem p'turin. Mother says, Lav time a rabbi is bohu, Mechai v'slu, kol shoshech, he said, no rabbi, yelach v'yad v'kadishin shal chaveroi, k'day l'chai v'schabu. Now, I'd like to, there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, on this Gemara. I'd like to first explain Shitas Rashi, the shtikolak, two akdomes. To say over first, the Mishnah is a Mishnah in Yodayim, which Rashi doesn't mention. And then, that and the Haflah that explains why Rashi did not mention the Mishnah in Yodayim, and Rashi brought a Mishnah in Achoybo. And Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi. I just like to read over the Mishnah in Yodayim, and say over a pshat from the Mishnah Achoyna, this Mishnah. The Mishnah in Yadayim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayim, this whole Perik, it seems, we're speaking about the machlokes in between the Tzedokim and the Plushim. They said their Tainas and the Plushim said why they held what they held. Aimrim Tzedokim. Koyim l'monu aleichem plushim, I have a taina on you plushim, sha'atam oimrim, you say, shayri v'chamayri sheiziku chayom. You say, if my shayr or chamayr is masik, I'm chayir. V'avdi v'amosi sheiziku pturim. If my evid is masik, you say it's pturim. Doesn't make sense? Ma'im shayri v'chamayri she'eini chayir v'em mitzvitz. Arei ani chayev beniskon, avdi v'amosi sh'ani chayev ben mitzvah, ein evin she'i chayev beniskon. Yeah. So, they made a kal v'chayna. So, the Mishnah Chayna says that the pshat in this kal v'chayna was, if an other is mitzvah to see, to take care of the ruchnius of his Eveknani. Eveknani is not allowed to be, he has to be shavus on Shabbos, he has to be mild Eveknani, he his obligations to take care of the anhoge of his Evaknani. So Avada Gevis, if the Evaknani was Mazik, I should be obligated to pay. Look to Mishnah Achayne, that the Emerson, this was the Machloikis between the Purushim and the Tzedek. This Chakir. He says, the Purushim understood the reason a person is chayiv, his mama was Mazik, of Pshiya B'Shmira. He should have watched it. He didn't watch it. It's your fault. That's how they understood. This chelik of the Chakir. The Mele, they held. But an Eved, he can't watch. He's a Bardas. What should you do? I should, 24 hours a day, I should be following him. He's a Bardas. He has 20 a month. What am I going to do? I'll hire a detective for each Eved. You can't watch them. He's a Bardas. So Mele. That's how they understood. So they understood that they learned the lumbus of Pshia Bishmira. So the Mela show you could watch. So if you didn't watch the show, so Simuch leave to pay. You were Mesavah the Hezek. Shalti is Niskai. Masha ain't came and Evid. You can't watch. It's impossible to watch. He's about that. And he says, I'll bring your eye that you can't watch him because the Gemara says, Shema Yachitana Rabbi. V'yelech v'yad l'kedish echir shel chaveira. What do you mean? You watch him. But the Torah says he can't watch it. He's a bardash, he can't watch it. That is how the tzedakim learned. Not how the Purushim learned, I'm sorry. That's how the Purushim learned. The tzedakim learned, no. The chiyav is out, mama namazik. Not because you didn't watch. If your mama was mazik, you're responsible. And the Mishnah Achayne says, the Bodha Raya from Asher Tam. Asher Tam, Stam Shvorm Becheske Shimma Kaimi. Don't have to watch him. And if he's Mazik, you have to pay. So why do you have to pay? He's like, because your mom is Mazik. You're Mechui, you have to pay. Not because you didn't watch. I'm Mechui, you have to watch him. He's Becheske Shimma. But you're responsible, Alma Moincha. So if you're responsible, Alma Moincha, so my Mele, So they held. So they held. So I'm having you miss on your Eved. On your Eved, you must be responsible for his Ruchnius also. So Zichri should be responsible for his Maisa Zaykis. Well, London, the Tzedakim. The Tzedakim of Gefrekta, London, Shikash. Not the way you learn of Shia Bishmira. No, you're Achroi for the Zaykis and your mom and the Rapoli won up Shia Bishmira. Because of Asher Tam. So if you're achroi al maisei mamoincho, avad givish, you should be achroi al maisei avdecho. Here the Torah said, it's ruchnius, you're achroi. You have to make sure he's shayves and he's nimble. So what did they answer them? So they answered them, b'lefi divrei meishivu lehem. So he says, abayu dikazach the Mishnah Chayim. I'll show you one side and Rav Shimon is a chakir. He tells me the other side again. Ken zich nish dingi met them alone. This is how they said, so zayna zoi. But Chazal made a takone. Afilu according to you, Chazal made a takone. And the takone was that, really, Mika didn't is mechuyif to pay, but he'll be mechuyif to pay, the Eved can make him bankrupt in a few days. So Chazal parted. That means in Lomdus, you're right, Chazal made a takon. That is how the Mishnah Achrona learns Pshat in this Mishnah. A beautiful Pshat. Now, Rashi brings a raya that Rashi Masnach Nishvissendik from this Mishnah. Rashi brings a raya from a Mishnah Nachayu. Eved, Veisha Pgiyosanro, that's the Rashi bin Zaraya, that they are potter to pay. Rashi Masav Meshvissendik from them. So there's a Mirdika Haflo. Haflo says, Rashi, the Diyak Gomo, mentioned this Mishnah. Why? What did Rashi see in this Mishnah? He says, You know the Mishnah in Yadayim. Now let us just go back 1 second. We especially the way the Mishnah Achrayna is learning. The way the Mishnah Achrayna is learning is as follows. The Mishnah Achrayna is saying that Me'iker Adin, you're really potter, because it's very hard to watch. That's the lumbis. The Iker is the more difficult to watch, so you're potter. That's what the Purushim help. It's a doikim help. No, it's moment a mazik. The bigger the mazik is, so you're more choy to pay. So let's go to our Gemara. So our Gemara is proving, our Gemara said this Svara, or what they did this Svara, no, it's Ali Kamochaimo. If Shane Kavanose Lahazik is Chayim, so Miga Mazik is Ichachayim. So our Gemara is going now, to say that it's not Shia Bishmira, it's Mamana Mazik. And the bigger the mazik, the greater the chiyuv. So the Gemara answers, I'll bring you a raya from Eved Ba'omer. Eved Ba'omer, he said, that the way the Mishnah Achrayna said pshat, we'll see, that really the tzedakim hold akert, it's totally in shi and shmira, and since it's very difficult to watch an Eved Ba'omer, you put it. So you see, the more difficult it is to watch, the smaller is the nahapachu. The greater the mazik is, that's the greater symbol of truth. I'm not just a peshe. What could I have done? I wouldn't have been successful cipher. Yeah. But Rashi brought a different Mishnah. Rashi brought a Mishnah Nachai. Well, not this Mishnah in Yadai. So there's a Muradik Ahaflo. She says, why did Rashi jump to Achaivu? So he said, because there Rashi wanted to prove a point. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, that by all loving, you like it. You like it. Malchus patos from Tashlum, except by chayvu b'chaberoi. You mishalom ve'ne like it. Because a teure chos al amamoyne de nechbal. That means I'll be chayvu him, and I won't have to pay, and I'll get malchus. No, but the Torah was chos on the mind of the Nechba. Right. Zukta haflor. Now let's think about such a case. Reuben possesses an Eved Knani. The Eved Knani goes and Schoivel and Shimon. The Eved Knani is Schoivel and Shimon. So now let us just diagnose this case. So Lechere, if we will assume that the bigger the mazik, the greater the chiyuv tashlumen is. The way you're saying by Karen, kamanosel lazik, yichah bichai. So, Eved, the oden should be chai. Apichesin, the oden should be a big mazik. So, lochayre, so here is a moiradike case. The Eved, the whole reason by choyvel, the Eved, the choyvel, pays and doesn't get malchus. But if you have an eved that belongs to an odin, so here the odin will be chayiv to pay, because you just told me you say the bigger the mazik, the greater the chiyuv is adon. The odin will be chayiv to pay. The eved will get malchus. And what you were afraid of, don't worry about it. He won't do it. You give him once malchus. That'll be enough for him. So Rashi, a moiridike Rashi brought this Mishnah in Achayvu to show that you're wrong. Because that's right. The Gemara proved from the Mishnah, that means, we'll bring a raya from the Mishnah in Yadayim. Because the Mishnah in Yadayim is Goran Berzachen. The Gemara wants to bring a raya, my Svara than Emesis Svara. The bigger the Mazik is, it's the other is potter. That's what I said. You told me Lavka Vachayvu? Have a right from Eved Vomer. If you're right, so that mission is very schwer. Why is Pagiyos on the road? The other should pay, because he's a big mazik, and he won't be Maknit because he's going to get Malkis. Why Shapagi Yosamro? He's a raya that Odin doesn't have to pay because he's a big mazik. The first mahalik, it's also Pshiyah Bishmira. By this big mazik, he's not considered Pshiyah Bishmira because it's very difficult to watch him. So the Odin is potter. And therefore we won't give the Eved Malkis because we'll some of mine the Nechbal. So we'll wait till the Eved will become Meshucha and then we'll pay him. Mishtacha Eved is Mishalim Loi. That's what the Haflo says. That's how Rashi explained this Gemara. That's Mamish Moiridik that Rashi brought down the Mishnah in Achoibu, not the Mishnah in Yodayim. Gedamrina, Makir, the Meiker Adin, the Odin is Potter, not from the Mishnah in Yodayim, it's from the Mishnah in Achoibu. So what did Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi said, Love time a rabbi is book, Mechayv is like, Kol Shosher, he said, no rabbi, Yelech v'yan l'kedishi, shal haver, yitel l'chayv es rabbi. So now Rav Ashi is very schwer, please. I brought you a rabbi from a Mishnah in Achoibu, you tell me by Godish. My God, that's good, you tell me, but here it doesn't work. So the Aflo says that Rav Ashi said they made a light look. That's what he said. He says, my lumbus is an emes lumbus. The lumbus is that the greater the mazik, the greater the chiv is on the bailam. Now let us just see Taisvis. Me did I have a eved v'om. Loike perish Rashi. Shepeirish mishum desnan ba'achoyvu. Eved ve'ishe b'giyosan ro. Not that the raya was from Rashi's Mishneh. Dimkein havalele minket eved ve'isha. I said eved ve'oma. The Mishneh is speaking about an isha, the wife. I mean, so, havalele minket eved ve'isha. If he means that Mishneh. Ela maforish rabbeinu tam. The knockout Eved Vorma, Mishum Dekoyim Aslisim, the Seif Meseches Yadayim. Because the whole Raya, that the bigger the Mazik is, there's a greatest world of two, is the Mishnah Yadayim. The time of Mishum Shemek Tehna Rabbi, the Besomach Mufurish Hosam. And that what the Gemara mentioned, is the time that's mentioned in that Mishnah. Lav Aval Gav the Kavanose Lahazik, Efelahochi Pturim. Ve'im Taima. In fact, Taisvis asks a few kashas. Ve'im Taima. The Gemara said it's a Kalvachayma. The last Kalvachayma. So what is the Gemara saying? The greater the Mazik, the greater the Chiyav Tashlumim is. The Gemara says, Eved Vome Yechiyach. See, in a Posik and Eved Vome. Eved Vome also should be the same thing. Adarabe, Eved Vome should also be. In time Eved Gufenelich Mikal Vachayim with the Shein Lischay, given that Katzil Yod the time of the Shemayak the Ten Rabbi, Akochach the Gemara didn't know the safe of the Mishnah. That'll be the next question, Taisus. About Isis, the Gemara wanted to prove the Lav Kal Vachayim. The Machshin says there's a Kal Vachayim. The Kal Vachayim is the greater the Mazik, the greater the Siba of Tashlumim. So the Gemara says you're wrong. Eved v'ami yechir. There's a posik Eved v'ami yepata. According to this logic, Eved v'ami shows to be chayiv. Adarav, let's make a kavuchayma from Shane. Mazach Shane, Shane kavanos lahazig is chayiv. Eved v'ami shekavanos lahazig is chayiv. I mean, given the katala yod, the time the Shemek to ten rab, igufikasha. Why isn't an Eved v'ami chayiv? Void kasha. Even the Yod HaReish, the Masnis, the Meseches Yadayim. Akoch, he knew the Reish. We did not get Eved Vola. We slugged up Rashi. That means he didn't say Eved Vishya. So he is going on Avdi Vamosi. So he's going on the Mishnah in Yadayim. Loi noket Eved Vishya. Him came Mistoma Yod HaSefer. So if he knew the Mishnah, he knew the Sefer. So it says, Klo Yepotar Alta Takona. So what? Yes, Akasha, from that Mishnah, that's a Kochup Shah because it's Eved Vome, and the Mishnah says the reason. Void Kosha, the Eved Vome, Kshen Kavanos, and Lahazik Nami Pkiri. The din is an Eved Vome are part of all cases.
and came my maisi. So what are you bringing a raya from over there? You're proving that kavanosei lahazik is a svore to pater. You say a kavu lav kavu chayma. So he says, no, eved vame yichir. You see, eved vame is pater. So you see, kavanosei lahazik is a svore lifter. But I got news for you. Eved vame is pater. I feel there wasn't kavanosei. The din is your part. If the Eved Vomer was Mazik, your potter. Your Kavanos Azik, Nish Kavanos Azik. Your potter. Al Kochach, Eved Vomer is not a proof to your Yisot. V'yesh Loima. The Shaper have a Yoda Amakshe Taime, the Shema Yachni Tenu Rabbi. Now, Tesh is going to answer everything. He knew the time, Shema Yachni Tenu Rabbi. V'lochi Porek. Even the Eved Va'omer Pturim, Afilu Ba'ein Kavanosin Lahazik, Va'af Al Gav, V'lo Yishayich Taime, V'shema Yakniteno Rabbi Da'onesu. That means, by Yakniteno Rabbi, Tafashtait Sech Dehi Zicha Anonos. This is finished the Taishwit. The Pa'omim V'niskavnu, V'yayim Roloi Niskavnu. Kach ptiri b'cholinyin nimtze shekabonoson goyrem aptur v'chinami kerem shekabonosi lahasik yeshlonu lopotre. V'ravashi pirish tafilo ben kabonosi lahasik ike taime rabbe. Now the words in Taisvet are very unclear. So I'd like to say over a beautiful pshat that the Darki Dovid says pshat in this Taisvet. But we'll say it also, and then we'll see if it fits very well in the words. The Darki Dovid says as follows. We are now, he said that the Kamanosai Lahazik, the greater the Mazik is, the greater the Chiyuv Teshub, the Lav Kal Vochayim. So the Gemara says, no, Eved Va'omer Yechiyach, Eved Va'omer, Eved Va'omer, you see that, and you're potter. So you see, the greater the mazik, you're potter. Okay, that's what you see. Victor Darki David Azoy. There are two types of kavanosei lahazik by an Eved Va'omer. There's one kavanosei lahazik that this Eved is determined. He wants to be mazik. He wants to be mazik. This, if an Eved wants to be Mazik, Kabanosi Lahazik, in this case, Odin is Ichapata. He's a Mazik that I can't, I feel like the Lom, this is Momen a Mazik. I can't control him. He's a person. I can't control him. So that's Poshet. You can't tell to a Shoyer of Karim with Kabanosi Lahazik to an Eved. So he mentioned before, Rabbi Chonan says, God, and Kavitz Mamorim, Ain lucha chayiro gdeilem izu, because he has seichel also. An Eved that wants to be mazik, you'll still tzut to Hashem. It's impossible to watch him. So well, that's bullshit. Such a moment, I'm an honest. So, the zichen al chiv. Right. So, mamela, but, Karen, you could watch. It's difficult. Okay, the greater the mazik is, the more you're, but you're not an, by Karen, you're not a, Onus, and by an Eved, Yizik an Onus. But the din is that an Eved is potter, I feel it's Ein Kavanosei Lahazik. Now, what's this case of Ein Kavanosei Lahazik? Ein Kavanosei Lahazik means, basically, he was sleeping next to Caleb, and he stretched out, and he broke a Caleb. Ein Kavanosei Lahazik, very innocent. So then, L'chayre, the Odin should be Chayit. Because they're the other one should be chayv. Now the teretz is that if I would know take that he's take ain't kavanos to lazik, I take would be chayv. But maybe he's making a spilachol. Maybe it's really kavanos to lazik, and he's making it to look like ain't kavanos to lazik. So memele. So let's just think 1 minute. Shema yakni tenu rabbi, and he's going to show the other in that. He's going to show him. He don't start up with him. But what is he going to do? If he's going to go to Kavon and be Mazik, then the other is Potter. he didn't do anything. But he'll be a shtickalakta. He's going to make a spilachel. It was ain't kavanosi la'azik, and it was really kavanosi la'azik. Right. And that he made a takon. That he made a takon. So 1 second. That's before Rav Ashi nimes Rav Ashi. Before Rav Ashi, the Gemara held that this case, now we have to understand, for an Eved to make a Shpilachul, then the Gemara held he's equivalent to a Keren. Why is he equivalent to Keren? Because he has to think of a Tachbule to make it look it was ain't Kavanosi Lazik, and it's really Kavanosi Lazik. So his hands are tied. So this kavanosi lahazik, to make a shpilachol, is equivalent to keren. So the Gemara held like this. When the Gemara, the Havamina, brought this Mishnah, the Gemara held that what the Mishnah says, Shema yelech v'yad v'kadisha chaver, that means with kavona, and then he's like a potter, he's an honor. But he's also potter, When he made a shpilachol that it looks like ain't kavanosi lazik and it's kavanosi lazik. Now this mazik the Gemara held is equivalent to keren. Both of these you have an afshoris to be shaymen. Va'af al pikein, you're potter by Adam. So the sarai should be potter by keren also. That means. So from that was the svar of the makshin. The svar of the makshin was that since these two are equal and you're also potter, and here we could take care of it. So lemaisa. So we see that the greater the mazik, there's a svar of lifter. And Rav Ashi said, I got news for you. An odom with a shpilachol is more difficult to watch than a keren, the kavanosi lahazik. So memele, so therefore over there, shleyei kalecha teilech, the bimad the kedisha shel chaveiroi, I can't watch it. I can't watch even an eved that looks like he made an innocent hezek. So he wants to say that I can't. So memele, therefore I'm pake potter. Nachmi the Dalki David wants to say shleyei kalecha that it's a ptu min ater never stakone. I can't watch him. It's unable to watch him. If he wants to do it, he'll do it. So the Torah never was machai of me, if a mazik that I can't watch. So the shakla vitaria of the Gemara was, if an eved that makes seemingly a hezek shalai be miskaven, but there's a mokim to think maybe it was miskaven, is this equivalent to keren or worse than keren? So the Gemara held, and the Machnel, that's equivalent to keren, and for that's like your potter. So you see, that I don't say this for that a big mazik, you're more chayiv. Then you should win chayiv by ein kavanosi lazik. And the Gemara answered, no, could be a big mazik, you are chayiv. But here it's impossible to watch, even though he made it in an oifen that it looks she ein kavanosi lazik.